Jury selection. It's nearing a close in Trump's New York criminal trial. Trump has pleaded not guilty to 34 felony counts that center around 11 hush money payments to adult film actor Stormy Daniels. These payments were made ahead of the 2016 election. NPR political reporter Jimena Bustillo has been in the courtroom here in Manhattan. And Jimena, how many jurors do we have so far?
Hi. Well, there are 12 jurors and one alternate coming out of today, but they do need five alternates still, so there are a bit to go. That brings the total to six alternates. This morning, we also lost two jurors that were selected earlier in this week, so it is possible that the lineup is still fluid tomorrow.
Okay. Now, the goal now, as always, is a fair jury, an impartial jury. How are they deciding who will make it on?
Jurors have been brought in batches of 96, and we got one batch on Monday, and a new batch of about 100 will come in tomorrow. The first thing that the judge has been asking is for the jurors to raise their hands if they believe that they cannot be fair and impartial. To this first question, you know, that weeds out a bunch of the jurors. Nearly half of both the first two batches raised their hands, and they were immediately told that they could leave. The next question is if they cannot serve for any other reason, and without question, a few others are dismissed. Then begins the process of reading the questionnaire. The jurors then go one by one, reading out their answers to a 42-question list that asks them about their history, their background, education, occupation, and their potential connections to the former president, such as attending a campaign event or supporting him and his opponents. Throughout this process, Trump turns around and looks at the jurors. He's often leaning over to talk to his lawyers and is in the process of doing this too.
Okay, so you said there's this questionnaire, 42 questions on it, but they're not limited just to asking about that, right?
Correct. They are not. The Trump legal team has done their research on these jurors. On Tuesday, there were some prospective jurors who were dismissed because of their social media history. One was dismissed after a discussion of her husband's posts about Trump dating back to 2016 that were critical of the former president. And some jurors have continued to self-select out because of that responsibility to be fair and impartial. Earlier this week, a juror came back in to say that only after a night of restless sleep did she decide that she couldn't be impartial. And today, the third day of jury selection, one selected juror voiced many concerns that reports in the media may have identified her, and that ability to identify her made her unsure that she'd be able to be fair and impartial.
And then I'm curious about the atmosphere, Jimena. I mean, Trump is there the whole time. How is that affecting the dynamic?
Well, jurors are walking in and they do see the former president because this is a criminal trial in New York law. The former president is required to be here every single day. And Trump was very attentive today and watched them as they answered their questions. Trump has also had a very long history in New York. So prospective jurors spoke about having watched him on The Apprentice or read his books. But, you know, you have to remember he's not really happy to be here. He has been arguing that this trial is election interference because he is currently campaigning for president. And he has pleaded not guilty and argues that he should be instead flying around the country campaigning. But his campaign is active. On Tuesday night, he made a campaign stop at a bodega in Harlem to talk about crime in the city. And he's expected to hold a rally in North Carolina on Saturday night.
And NPR's Jimena Bustillo, thanks so much.
Thank you.